5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It was nice to be back on court, you know, a real game and everything. The love from, you know, the fans when I came out was amazing. The players, you know, I definitely feel it.
I'm screaming and one, I'm stomping. I get dizzy sometimes. I'm in the free throw line. I'm like, ooh, I celebrated too much. But I talk.
Hey, they want the players to be better. The refs got to be better at the end of the day. And some players, I'm literally walking out of the player and they're calling fouls. So they want us to be better refs.
Reigning Defensive Player of the Year, Candace Parker. Your thoughts?
You're a defense player of the year?
Take the surprise out your boy, Shaq.
Hey, y'all. America. Let's ride.
All right, so this is going to shatter our illusion of the pre-recorded slash live nature of the show, but this just came in on Instagram about a half an hour ago, so I have to start the show with this. This comes from Candace Parker on Instagram. I'm retiring. Holy shit. I promise I'd never cheat the game and that I'd leave it in a better place than I came into it. The competitor in me always wants one more, but it's time. My heart and body knew, but I needed to give my mind some time to accept it. I always wanted to walk off the court with no parade or tour, just privately with the ones I love. What now was to be my last game, I walked off the court with my daughter. I ended the journey just as I started it, with her. This offseason hasn't been fun on a foot that isn't cooperating. It's no fun playing in pain, 10 surgeries in my career. It's no fun knowing what you could do if only. It's no fun hearing she isn't the same when I know why. It's no fun accepting the fact you need surgery again. I fell in love with a little orange ball at 13 years old, and because of it, my world goes round. The highs are unmatched and the lows taught me lessons. On and off the court, I'm proud. I've always been true and stayed true to me even when it wasn't popular. I'm grateful that for 16 years I played a game for a living, and despite all the injuries, I hooped. I'm grateful for family, friends, teammates, coaches, doctors, trainers, and fans who made this journey so special. In the meantime, no, I'm a businessman, not a businessman. This is the beginning. I'm attacking business, private equity, ownership. I will own both a NBA and WNBA team. Broadcasting, production, boardrooms, beach volleyball, dominoes, with the same intensity and focus I did basketball. My mission in life, like Pat Summitt always said, is to chase people and passions, and you will never fail. Being a wife and mom still remains priority number one, and I've learned that time flies, so I plan to enjoy my family to the fullest. Today's players, enjoy it. No matter how you prepare for it, you won't be ready for the gap it leaves in your soul. Forgive me as I mourn a bit, but I'll be back loving the game differently in a while. That's Candace Parker. She just retired today.
Wow.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? This is Jay.
And this is Dan.
And we're devastated.
Yeah.
We want you to have the parade and the going away tour and the all of that. The jersey swaps, the stop and take pictures,
man,
with us and sign our stuffs. Oh, wow.
Oh, goodness.
What a sad day for women's basketball.
I mean, literally, like,
we were setting up to record, and I got on Instagram and saw that. It was
prepping for the show.
What? No way. That's one of my favorite players ever.
Oh, man.
Now, it was on my bucket list, though, to see her live. And, you know, I've got to see her live, but we never got to, like, meet her and take any pictures.
Yeah, no photos. Or, no.
We didn't get the chance to get game sounds with her this year.
Man, that hurts.
Yeah, I know. It
really
definitely
does.
Sucks. Hey, this is Candace Parker, and you're she sounds like that. That's my Candace Parker impression. Hey, this is Candace Parker.
I mean, you know she will be around the game, right? I mean, we all know that.
Yeah, I mean, she's still going to do her analyst stuff, and she's still going to...
But that does suck.
Yeah, it does. It's pretty awful, man. It's a devastating loss. But, you know, hey, we're back. We're back from from last week. We gave you two shows talking about the draft. We're here today to just talk about some off-season stuff. Training camp has started.
Yes, yes.
So we got some teams. I'm really thrown off from this Candace Parker thing, man.
Yeah.
Having a hard time getting my rhythm and starting this show. Training camp has started. Training camp has started, and a lot of you people that are excited for people that are on teams are about to get some heartbreak.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to feel like I did when the Fever got rid of Destiny Henderson.
Well, shout out Destiny. She's in ATL right now.
Yeah, she's got a training camp contract with the Dream. How it works is 15 people go into training camp and 12 leave. Yeah. Sometimes 11 because they have to save a little bit of cap space and stuff. So it's going to be heartbreaking for a lot of the people that thought that their favorite college player is going to be a dominant force in the WNBA.
Yeah.
I thought Destiny Henderson, hey, give her 2 years to develop and she's going to, oh, wait, you're not giving her 2 years to develop?
Nope.
No, you just kicked her right out of the league after one?
Sorry, rookie.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, AD Dura's already been cut by ATL. Like, yes, I saw that. They're already making a few cuts. It's crazy. Candace Parker retired, so Aces have a roster spot freed up. Jeez.
Ooh.
Oh, that sucks. Also, hey, our Twitter account, at Planet WNBA, is back from suspension.
Welcome back.
Yeah, we got suspended, and I don't know why. I think that I do know why, but I also am hesitant to put it out there publicly. But, like, what I think happened was, you know, there was some creep that decided to leak, I don't know if it was photos or a video, of a certain college female basketball player. And I decided to just post stuff like, hey, leak on over to our thing. Just, you know, posting keywords that would bury that shit, basically.
Yeah.
And I think it was somebody that was butthurt that they couldn't find actual pictures because too many people were burying, you know, that right. by using those same keywords. This person leaked. This person leaks. And shit like that in their dumb posts just so nobody could find them. And I think I was getting reported from weird perverts that wanted to see a basketball star naked.
Oh, my.
I'm pretty sure that's what it was. But hey, at Planet WNBA is back. And if we ever get booted off of Twitter again, we have at Planet _ WNBA as a backup.
The backup.
So, oh, man, that was really annoying. Because when I saw I got suspended, I was like, wait, why did I was protecting. What are you taught? What am I doing?
Yeah, you sent me the screenshot. I'm like, dude. Like,
yeah.
For real? What did you do?
I didn't do shit.
Somebody was really hurt.
Yeah, somebody was mad that they couldn't see.
These are guys talking about women's sports.
Yeah, report them. Where are the titties? get out of here, you fucking weirdos. Oh, man. But the WCBA finals were last week, the Chinese basketball. Where in the final, Liz Cambage was suspended for one of the games for, you know, kicking an ass. Jeez, Liz Cambage.
Somebody got choked.
Being Liz Cambage, smacking someone in the face, elbowing some faces, you know, just doing what she does. She got suspended, but her team, the Sichuan Pandas, still won. Ooh. So Liz Cambage, Han Shu, Lee Meng. Lee Meng was the finals MVP.
MVP.
Yeah, I mean, dude. I know, again, I've said this a million times, like, I know people don't like her personally, but watching Liz Cambage play basketball is...
Yeah, she's so dominant.
It's such a treat. It's just like, if you like watching basketball, you can't tell me you don't like watching Liz Cambage play basketball, because she's so good at it.
Yeah, it's like watching Rodman.
Yeah. Like, her and JJ, because Jonquel Jones was on Inner Mongolia, the team that was playing them in the finals. Like, just watching them go at each other, it was like, oh, man, I want to see this in the W again so bad.
Yeah, amazing.
Like, get her over there. Like, come on, put all of that shit aside. You know, negotiate some shit in the CBA that allows you to get Liz Cambage over here, because I want it.
Big apologies, Liz.
Yeah. Yeah, just
major apologies.
Yeah, like all you gotta do is just I don't know, just say I didn't mean to say that. Don't say that you didn't say it. Just say
that's the problem.
Yeah, like stop saying that you didn't say racist stuff to the Nigerian team, because we all know you did. So like, let's just admit it. Say you're sorry. Talk about how the Lord forgives. So why can't you? And then you know, eventually you'll be back in the league. That's how that stuff works.
Yep.
Like, as long as you can, you know, be a better person, I think people will give you a path to redemption eventually. At least that's what you hope for. Can't hug the cactus forever. Kelsey Plum's getting divorced.
Ooh.
Yeah, I got a reality show idea. By the way, if anybody wants to call me up, Plum in Love. We could do it. VH1. Do they still do those shows on VH1?
Yeah, that didn't last long.
Plum Lovin'. Like some stupid thing like that. You can like play her one-on-one for her heart. I don't know. Ooh. Something like that. Hey, Dan's single.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Kelsey, send us an email.
I'll even throw away my Darren Waller jersey.
Yeah, and he'll, dude, all you got to do, this is what I've learned anyways, as a man involved in women's basketball, all you have to do to shoot your shot with a female basketball player, you just walk up to them, give them those heart hands, bro.
Oh, yeah.
They're yours.
Oh, yeah.
They're yours. Greg Doyle still isn't fired, and I don't know why. That's so weird.
He apologized.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess that's, again, hey, Liz Cambage, that's all you got to do is apologize.
Yeah.
And then you can get away with being a creep to Caitlin Clark if you want. That would be a weird one, wouldn't it, if Liz Cambage got creepy to Caitlin Clark?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Caitlin, come here.
Catch his elbow.
Oh, boy. Let's see. Dallas and Atlanta both are sold out of season tickets.
Lovely.
This year's blowing up,
crazy.
Man.
Crazy.
Did you hear of any teams maybe Vegas did last year selling out of season tickets?
No.
I didn't hear about that either. So that's, I don't know.
First time in history, I think, this year.
Yeah. Like, I mean, that's good though. That's great for the team.
You see the growth, especially what this rookie class brought to the game.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good for the league in general. It's just like, you know, every team just blowing up and
it's going to be great for the CBA too.
You know,
they show those numbers.
Yeah.
They go in there and they can, the collective bargaining can be collective.
Yeah, hey, you know how we're negotiating new contracts next year? Look at all of the season tickets that we sold.
Yes,
Holy crap. We're going to get paid. I'd be willing to pay a little bit more for our season tickets.
Yeah,
just... Not a lot a bit more.
I mean, we're not going too much over...
Yeah.
I don't even want
to
get into
that. You can't double it. You can't double our ticket prices. Yeah. Don't do that. But, you know, maybe 10, 20%. I don't know. I'm cool with that. Jewel Lloyd's got a Nike colorway coming out. Have you seen it?
Well deserved. I haven't.
It's kind of cool. It looks like it's got a bunch of like little smiley faces all over it, but the smile is the Nike swoosh.
So right. I'm gonna check
cool.
it out.
It's kind of cool, kind of unique. I wouldn't wear it, but I can see how some people would, and some people would think that it's fucking cool.
I love Jewel.
Yeah, Jewel Lloyd's great. We got to meet her at the crossover event during All-Star weekend. That was pretty cool. We don't have game sounds this week. We didn't have any games to attend. I can reenact some game sounds that are never going to happen. Go CP3. Yay, Candace Parker. Hey, Candace, will you say something to our listeners? There's some game sounds that you're never going to hear this year. Oh, I'm bitter.
Oh,
I'm so bitter.
I was struggling not to ugly cry before we started recording.
Yeah, just sobbing through. Welcome to Planet W, everybody. Today's a sad day.
Yeah.
We lost a good one. We lost a soldier. But no, I mean, she's still going to be around. It's still going to be fun to see her, you know, on TV.
I know this injury was really rough on her. So,
yeah.
And then you just, you know, bringing that new baby in, so I think that had a lot to play in with it.
Yeah.
Especially being so close to the season starting.
Yeah,
so.
You definitely don't want to be away from your new kid. I know that from experience.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know, man. Candace.
We are going to miss you, Candace.
I didn't want to do the tour, the parade. We did. We wanted you to.
I needed at least one game.
We wanted you to do all of that. I wanted to exchange jerseys with you. I would wear your own jersey to a game and ask you if you wanted to swap it with me.
Yeah, for real. Can we jersey swap one time?
I don't care what it was. I just, oh man, I'm really, I don't know. I'm busted up about it. But we have our cold take questions. I have two of them this week because, you know, I got one talking about Liz Cambage, right? You think she's going to come back in 25 if the CBA gets the money right?
I would love to see her back in the W.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's possible, like, there's no doubt about it that she has the skill set to make a WNBA roster.
Yeah, I think it's more of a PR thing, and it's definitely a money thing. According to her, it's a money thing. But yeah, I mean, there's certainly a little bit of a PR thing going on there.
Absolutely.
Some of the Nigerian players that are in the league might not want to play with her.
Right.
Unless they have a nice heartfelt conversation before they hit the court. But I don't know, man. I think that I maybe if they could get it right, if they could get her about 300 grand, something like that for the season. I mean, that's some good money for some short work. That's not too bad. I could see her on something like the Lynx or the Dream. I love her on the Fever. Come to the Fever.
Oh yeah.
We'll give you Katie Lou and Grace Berger. And that's kind of blasphemy coming from Fever, but like we'll let Grace Berger go to a different team if it means Liz Cambage. Everybody will hate me for saying that, but
sorry, Grace.
Yeah, I don't care. I'll take Liz.
Yeah, all day.
Yeah. So yeah, I think so. I think
it's a good possibility.
Yeah, I don't. There's definitely no way she's coming back this year. Well, she'd be on a training camp contract with somebody if she's coming back this year. Yeah. But I don't know. Next year, maybe. Maybe next year. We'll see. The other cold take question that I have, talking the CBA, talking roster spots, talking training camp. Will 15 player rosters be part of next year's collective bargaining agreement? Are they going to argue instead of 12 players that we keep on the team, which doesn't allow teams to have a whole lot of depth?
Right.
How about 15?
Yeah, I think it goes up. I don't know about to 15. I think it definitely goes up, whether you gain one more spot
or
three more.
Or maybe
meet in the middle at two.
Yeah, maybe they'll give like one and then two-way player spots.
Something where you could have like a reserve in case you have injury problems or something like that. But I think it definitely goes up.
Yeah, I think so. Right. It's got to go at least 14, because 12 is kind of lame.
Yeah, it's kind of like,
you know, we have two basically centers on our team. Like one is a backup and now both of them are hurt. Who's playing center?
Right.
Like our small forward. I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it is kind of silly. And they do have like weird hardship contracts, stuff like that. That's, kind of complicated to get into. But it's still really annoying to know that, like, you know, you could have a couple of bad games and then suddenly it's like, oh, we have no depth at all on our team anymore.
Yeah. Yep.
Like the Aces, the Las Vegas Aces, they don't have a whole lot of depth. If they had three players that were injured in their starting roster for like say five games,
They're in trouble.
There's a good chance that they go 0-5 in those games.
Yeah.
So it's the roster spots, they need to be taken care of a little bit. I got some hot take questions though. Should Iowa be considered for an expansion team? You think so? You think they've proven that Iowa has enough fan base?
No.
I don't think so either. No. I mean,
at least from not from a Fever perspective, because now you're going to make one of our key players want to go to Iowa.
Yeah, like, hey, you guys want to do a trade? But no, I have seen a lot of, bandwagon-ish, Iowa fans that, like, there are a lot of Fever flags flying in Iowa right now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, is one thing that I've noticed. So it is kind of like, they had the passion for it, but that might just because that's their hometown girl.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I was thinking of that today. Like that was my own hot take was, maybe we give Iowa City.
Yeah. Does their fandom go further than Caitlin Clark?
Yeah.
Is the problem.
Well, that's the other thing too, is that's another hot take question that I do have is the W making a marketing mistake relying too much on Caitlin Clark for the hype?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You don't know, like, track record wise, like she hasn't proven anything at this level. So,
yeah,
if she comes in and she's a bust or a flop, which this is a possibility. Not saying it's going to happen.
I mean, it's a possibility with anyone.
Yeah, anybody cannot translate to this league.
Like, yeah,
the competition is stiff. And look at the players that don't get roster spots.
Yeah.
You know, you're talking about All-American collegiate players that have won championships that are playing overseas and not on teams.
Yeah. And it is like, I mean, I understand riding the wave of marketability. It is really like, she is an anomaly. I'll give you that.
Absolutely. Generational. She's another Sabrina.
Yeah. I mean, she's kind of like a female Michael Jordan as far as marketability. Like, you're going to see her in a lot of commercials. You're going to see a lot of that stuff. But the thing is, they should really, you know, kind of do what they did with the Michael Jordan hype at the time, where it was like, okay, well, no, we can't get Michael Jordan. Well, we can't get Michael Jordan in our Burger King commercials, but maybe we can get Patrick Ewing.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, I'm hoping maybe we can start seeing, you know, Jonquil Jones. We can start seeing Asia Wilson. We can start seeing some of the other big players that I really like that need more exposure.
Yeah, they do need to use her hype as being able to introduce these other stars to the world.
Yeah, because, let more people know who Alyssa Thomas is.
Yeah, you guys, I mean, you just brought a lot more eyes to the league, right? Thank God she did. Now introduce everybody to the stars who don't know them.
Yeah, it is kind of like the league's responsibility to, like, ride this wave and you ride it to, like, being something that it needs to be.
Yeah.
And, like, definitely promote the players. Don't just promote the ones that all of the middle America white people like to pay attention to.
Yeah.
Let them know that there are some dope women out there and why they are dope. Tell them why they should be they should be heartbroken that Candace Parker retired.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, I'm not over it. I'm never going to be over it.
Yeah, if you're a basketball fan and didn't feel that one. Ugh.
Yeah, it was rough, man. I loved her on the Sparks. I always rooted for her, you know, personally. I always rooted for her personal success. I loved her on the Sky. I was just a Candace Parker fan.
Like, yeah, Tennessee collegiate-wise. Like, I mean.
I liked every team that she was on. I have this written down for personal foul. I think that you should always have two teams that you root for. And I always say that because, like, you know, I've always thought that you should always have, like, an East and a West team.
Yeah.
Okay. For whatever sport that you root for. Like, for me, I'm going to catch so much shit for this. For the NBA, I always liked the Pacers and I always liked the Lakers. I know, I'm not that typical Lakers fan. I lived in LA area and, like,
That was a huge team when we were younger. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm a Memphis Grizzlies fan and a hometown fan, of course, of the Pacers. So,
yeah. I always think that you should have your home team and maybe one other team.
Right.
Or, you know, if you don't have a home team, you should have an East and a West team.
I kind of adapted to, like, the Grizzlies because they had Indiana players. Like, I got used to them, like, with Zach Randolph because he's from Marion, Indiana.
Yeah.
And then Mike Conley because he's from Indianapolis.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, and then that kind of, like, integrated into now they got a couple guys from Indiana, Desmond Bane and Jaren Jackson. So,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, I always, because, you know, I always tell people when they ask me, like, what my WNBA team is, I always have to say the Fever, but I always have to, you know, be like, but I was like an OG for the WNBA, so the Fever wasn't always a team I could root for, so I originally rooted for the New York Liberty.
Yeah.
Because I liked their jerseys the best and I was a kid. But then I started really liking the Sparks. But even though the Comets would beat the brakes off of them, it was kind of like, for me, I can't say that I was a Comets fan when I was younger, because it was the underdog story shit. It was always like, you know, it was cool to see them win the inaugural championship, but then when they got to the championship the next year, it was like, nope,
yeah, I don't want to see somebody else.
I want to see the other team win. I want to see them all get the glory, but. Now that we have Caitlin Clark on the Fever, I want to see them win the next 45 in a row.
Please.
Yeah, she's going to retire at 86 with all of the championships. So it's pretty awesome. But yeah, do you think it's okay to switch up the teams that you root for, like, year to year?
Here's the thing, like, a lot of people get tired of losing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a Raiders fan, so football-wise. I get tired of losing, so
yeah.
It's either like you do what I did and just stop watching football because your team's so bad and they poorly managed and make really shitty decisions. So yeah, I agree with maybe switching your team up. Like, hey, they're not going to do anything to change this. If you're just progressively shit,
yeah,
then expect your fan base to deplete.
Yeah, I don't think that there's much wrong. There should be some loyalty. Like, you should always, like, for me, with the Pacers, like, I always in the back of my mind rooted for them, even though they've been shitty for the last few years, up until, like, you know, last year they started getting good, and then this year they got really good, and now there's a lot of people that seem to care again. But I don't think that there's anything wrong with objectivity and going, like, yeah, I believe me, I know, I'm a Pacers fan, and believe me, I get it.
Right.
You don't have to give me shit. I know that they suck. So, and then, you know, it gets to the playoffs and the Pacers were never in the playoffs. So it was just like, I'll just root for this team.
So
and this
you see
team.
A team that's winning. That's like,
yeah,
they're good and they're fun to watch. Of course you start to.
Yeah. I'd like to see them win. I'd like to see the liking. Sixers get it. Finally. I'd like to see Embiid get one, you know, stuff like that. But yeah, I don't think that there's anything wrong with it. Or if there's a player that you really like and you follow them to another team, like, I don't think there's anything wrong with that either. So, yeah, like with Candace Parker, may her career rest in peace. Yeah, I mean, I don't see anything wrong with being a Sparks and then a Sky and then an Aces fan. I don't see anything wrong with that.
We've seen that with the LeBron squad.
Yeah,
every year they're changing teams.
Yeah. And like, I've noticed too, though, that like there's like a sense of pride and Fever bandwagon fans. like there seems to be like a sense of pride of like, yeah, that's right, I'm jumping on the bandwagon, baby. Guess who roots for the Fever now? Yeah. And it's almost like it used to be a thing where bandwagoning was kind of like you would kind of want to like at least downplay your bandwagon.
Yeah, it's
a little
like a
bit.
Roasting session.
Yeah, where it's just like, oh, shut up, you didn't start liking them until you like Caitlin Clark, and now people just be like, yeah, I know, isn't it great?
Yeah, I'm on the Caitlin Clark. You see that all the time. Like, I'm in one of them Fever fan groups, and it's like, hey, I'm new.
Yeah, I'm from Iowa here, new to the fan, Fever fan.
You see tons of it in that group. So,
yeah.
I mean, we have to be welcoming to it, right?
Yeah,
we want to see that growth.
Yeah, I'm definitely welcoming to it. It's just like, you know, you have to take a little bit of good-natured ribbing, right?
Yeah, you got to get a couple little jabs.
Yeah.
You know, you got to get a couple little chin checks in.
Yeah, like if you don't know who Tamika Catchings is, then we might have, you know, a little bit of an exchange at a game or something. Yeah, well, but like, I don't know. It kind of brings me back to the whole, like, shit getting fucking suspended on Twitter for some dude thinking that I was, you know, being mean for not posting naked pictures of Paige Beckers. It's like, dude, like, making fun of somebody isn't bullying, you know? Bullying is being relentless.
Yeah, bullying is like, just going all the way in on them.
And just like not easing up, fucking bothering them while they're at work and shit, but just giving them a little jab, just, you know, making fun of them slightly. That's not bullying.
Yeah, like a good roast is healthy.
Yeah, like when somebody says something to you and you mock them back, oh, baby, man, I'm an Iowa fan. That's not bullying. Yeah. What would be bullying is if I kept doing it over and over again. Then that would make me an asshole. I completely agree with you. But, you know, I grew up in, I came up in stand-up, working in stand-up, and, like, me and my friends all the time, like, if I would go to, like, a comedy showcase where there are, like, five or six other comics on the same show, I would, like, before I leave the house, go, all right, what can you say to make fun of my shoes? What can you say to make fun of my fucking shirt? Because I'm going to hear it as soon as I walk in. And then there was one time where I walked in thinking like, all right, there's no way, there's nothing that any of these fuckers can say to try to make fun of me. And as soon as I walked in, I just heard somebody go, wow, nice fucking head. And I was just like, okay. Yeah, so, you know, sometimes, like, you know, making fun of people is fun to me. And
yeah, that was when, or make fun of yourself. Like, that's what another thing you used to do, like, in your stand-up. Like, you would come out and make fun of yourself.
Yeah.
Like, when you opened up. Like, I love that, too, because it's like, what can you say about me that I don't already know?
Well, one of my favorites is, like, you know, I'm a goofy-looking white guy who used to do a lot of black comedy shows.
Yeah.
And I would just come out and just talk about how, yeah, I know, everybody in the room fucking feels sorry for me right now, and you probably should. I'm the fucking whitest cracker in the box. What can I tell you?
It's great.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's just a lot of fun. We're trying to have fun here, and the season's going to be fun. The next thing that we got going is preseason versus the Dream on May 10th.
Oh, yeah.
So that's going to be a good one. Aside from that, we don't really have much else. Hit us up on our socials. Email us if you want, planetwnba@gmail.com. Our socials are back. Are back in order. We're Planet. Back. Planet WNBA everywhere you look on Instagram or X /Twitter.
Share.
I'm really good on Twitter. I think that I post awesome Twitters, but the problem is, you know, when your account gets suspended and then you're like, man, fuck you, assholes. I didn't even post anything bad. I didn't even post anything offensive or harassing or anything. And I sent them a thing telling them to reinstate my shit because I didn't say anything wrong. And they reinstated it, but I also made a backup account just in case. So Facebook, you can find a Facebook. We have a Planet WNBA, a Planet W fan group on Facebook. It's always kicking off on there. We're always trying to have a little bit of discussions.
Join the group. Invite your friends.
Yeah. You know, post some stuff in there. We'll respond to your random comments. I don't care.
Yeah. Anything you want to hear.
Yeah. The only thing that bothers me is that I don't feel like you can run a podcast without social media.
Yeah.
I don't like when they suspended my fucking Twitter account. I was seriously like, you know what? I might be done.
Yeah. It makes you want to give up.
Yeah. It's like I might be completely finished with it. Instead of creating another one, maybe I'll just be completely finished with it and see if people just find us without me promoting on social media.
I retire.
Yeah. Because like I've quit Facebook a million times over the years.
Oh, yeah.
I just get so tired of it. People think that everything that you say wants to be a political statement or they want to argue with you. And it's like, dude, sometimes I just want to come on the internet and post goofy jokes.
Yeah. I had the same one for like 10 years and Facebook sends me a thing that says, send us a picture of your ID.
Yeah,
we're deleting your account. I'm like, I'm not sending you a picture of my ID.
Shit. Your fucking social media stuff is ridiculous. But if you want to find us on social media, you can. I'll be cool with you on there. So check me out on Twitter. It's back. Planet WNBA. I got suspended because I wouldn't share naked pictures or videos or whatever it was. I didn't even see what the leaks were that I was trying to cover up.
Yeah.
So I was just, you know.
I haven't seen them either.
I was just trying to. I have no desire to. I don't care about seeing a 20-year-old's titties. No. I just Google titties.
No.
Just Google boobs and take the safe search off and you'll have a whole fucking treasure trove right there at your disposal.
Plenty on there.
Yeah. Porn.com.
Yeah.
Hey, look at that.
Hey, look. There's videos and everything.
Wow. I'm sure porn.com actually is that real?
I'm sure.
It better be. It better be.
I'm sure.
Otherwise, we got problems. All right, guys. We'll see you next week. Blasting off from Planet W. I am Jay.
And this is Dan.
We will see you next week.
Peace.